decide the rules for dating me. Listen up. Call me, but don't text me. You call me, I do not call you. You're going to take a lot of Instagrams for me. You better be good taking photos. I'm sick of cooking, and you're going to cook everything. And it better taste good. You better shut up when I tell you to shut up. One time with my husband, he told me to shut up. I said, don't you ever tell me to shut up. You could have said, keep quiet. And he never said that again as long as he lived.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I got a friend that done won $700,000 slipping at Walmart. This is my opportunity. Welcome to America. I will have spent it before I have made it.
Yes, that's true.
I will have upped my Beanie Baby collection by $300. Bye, see you later, Brian. You're 60 now. Isn't it time to die? I got a couple more TCB seasons left in me.
Karen, nice to meet you. So nice to meet you. Nice yams, Karen. Love that golden hair. Can I ask a personal question? Do you have osteoporosis? Oh, I'm into that. I'm into osteoporosis. Take your dentures out, will you? Just let me see what you're working with.
The outside of his house looks like a shack.
Like a
and
trailer.
And then the inside of his house, yeah, like a trailer on the side of the road.
It did.
And then the inside of his house is like all dark hardwoods and
a fireplace.
Yeah, a bar cart. This guy lives better than I do. You don't want to know why? Because all these old women are paying for it.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Oh, best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 30 seconds or less. For your money back, go to the TCBpodcast.com website. Take a look at your earnings.
Ding, 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 ding.
I don't know about you, but as a former smoker, I often get the urge to smoke a fucking cigarette.
Really?
Do you?
I do not.
You don't?
No.
Okay. Anytime that I, like, I find the habit now quite disgusting, actually.
I do it, like, once a year.
You smoke cigarettes once a year?
Like, a cigarette once
oh, yeah?
a year.
Okay.
And I'm a former smoker, too.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't smoked a cigarette. No, that's not true. I smoked one cigarette since I quit, and it just didn't quite have the same effect
yeah, no.
that I thought of.
Every time I do it, then I'm like, why did I do that?
Yeah, I get super like I get super cravings, but then I realize it's not going to be what I think it is. Like sometimes I'll pull up to a gas station, and you know I'll see some jackass out there smoking a cigarette near the pumps, and I'm like, and for whatever reason, I'll get a hankering real quick. I'll be like, oh my God, I could buy a pack of cigarettes and smoke a cigarette. But then I think about, well, it's not even worth it,
no.
right? It's not even worth it, and I know it's not going to be there. But I have found the perfect reason to start smoking cigarettes again.
Okay.
Because, and I might, because scientists have now interbred the cocaina leaf and the tobacco leaf, making a tobacco plant that produces the active alkaline in cocaine.
Really?
So now crack cigarettes are going to be a part
crack
of our daily
cigarettes.
Life. First of all.
Fantastic news.
Who's giving these fucking scientists a grant to fucking breed a cocaine tobacco
plant? It's all for research.
It's all for research, my ass. It's for getting high. It's just yet another way that these drug cartels are going to make tons of money.
Yeah,
they're going. You know they're going to pay somebody for one of those seeds, and it's going to start growing all around the world. You just know it, and it's going to be the best cigarette you ever had.
Really?
It's going to be like menthol times a thousand.
You're also going to want to just smoke a rug right after the other.
Oh, yeah.
One right after the other.
Oh, yeah. Because the come down is always worse than the high, kids. Just remember that. The come down is a bitch. And so, I can see that how this is going to spread like wild fucking fire.
That's crazy.
And people are going to, this is going to be a brand new drug that people are doing. They're going to be just, you think they're smoking a cigarette. What they're really smoking is fucking cocaine. I mean, listen, I had this guy.
I was going to say, haven't people done that before?
Yeah, you know that guy. You know that guy, D.
D.
D. What up, D?
What up?
I don't roll like that, man. I ain't gay. You know D, right?
Yes.
You know D. Because,
yeah.
You know D.
I do know D.
So D is a dealer of party favors. Let's put it, the dibbity dabs, the sniffity snorts, the...
the finger
the Xannies, the bars, the double X's, the triple D's, the the oxys, the noxies. You know,
just to be clear, we haven't seen D in a long time.
No, it's been like 2 decades since I've seen D. I wonder where D is currently. He's a smart guy. I hope he found a more legitimate source of business. But whether he did or he didn't, this is a legitimate source of business in some way, shape, or form, right? You just can't report it on your taxes.
No.
So what I saw D do a couple of times was take the end of his cigarette and dip it in like lick the cigarette and then dip it into a pile of cocaine, right? And then he would smoke that. And I forget what he called that, a hot smoke or something, a hot stoke or a hot,
I don't know.
Something about hot. But I always, I don't know, I just decided to stay away from the crack. I don't know why I did.
Yeah, I
just
think that was a good general idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember I told you that story about that one time I got stuck in like a house full of crack smokers.
Yeah, heroin and crack.
Yeah, those two things I just avoided like the plague because I never saw anything good come out of it.
No.
I never, those two people were.
They weren't
super
successful people.
No. They were my age then. And the epitome of their life was searching the floor for extra crack rock or how clear can I make my crack? Yeah. Like literally they were buying coke and they were cooking it up in their kitchen.
Yeah,
and I worked in a restaurant and I had gone to their house for a party one night and I didn't have a car. And this wasn't a time when you could just like call an Uber on your phone.
No.
We didn't even have cell phones back then. I mean, they were like, Zach, you know.
A brick.
Yeah, they were like a brick, right? And they were horribly expensive to use. So I was stuck at the whims of the taxi, who oftentimes, like you know, on Tuesday night at 3 in the morning,
taxis.
North of Atlanta, you couldn't get a taxi for like 2 hours.
No.
And this turned into like a whole crack den situation. And I didn't know what the fuck was going on. But all of a sudden, people are like cooking up shit, and they're like scraping.
It wasn't
scraping.
A dinner party you expected.
No, it wasn't a dinner party at all. It was a wild scene. And I didn't see those two achieving a lot in life, to be quite frank with you.
Yeah, and you said note to self.
I said note to self.
Don't do that.
If they ever breed a tobacco plant with a cocaine plant,
that's when I'll
stop
be
in. Smoking cigarettes. This just seems so wild. Who comes up with this shit? Who comes up with this shit?
People.
I know.
Everybody,
but
since the beginning of time, has been trying to figure out how to get high.
I know. You know, I was looking like
mind-altering substances.
So I don't know what the difference is between dippity-dabs. Who wants that brown ass? Brown ass.
That good stuff.
Who wants that ass?
That good, good.
I got that good, good. I got that good, good. Sniffies, snorties, rollies, what you need? Rollies, polies, sniffies, snorties, dibby dabbies. You need those bars, you need those beans, I got it all. Welcome to the fish after party here at the commercial break.
God. We're running on fumes,
I know.
I think, at the end of the season.
The last time that I went to a fish show, I was with Astrid. We went to a
what?
A
you
fish
took
show.
Astrid
I took
to
Astrid
a
to a fish show. And I love Fish. I just think Fish is like, they're not my favorite band in the world, but I think they're really musically talented.
They are.
And when they get into a good jam that's melodic, I love it, right? All that jizzy jazz stuff that they do, like, you know, 15-minute jizzy jazz.
You got your hula hoop out.
I got my hula hoop out. But when we were, you know, we were like walking through Shakedown Street and people were like, Astrid! And I was like, I'm sober. It doesn't work. I know what they're trying to do. And what it is that like if someone is in a psychoactive state, like they've taken some psychoactive drug, when they walk by you and they're like, shh, you know, they whisper in your ear, you know, rah. What they're hoping is that you're already fucked up and that you like a cat, like you start paying attention to this, you're like, oh, I need a roll.
Or you're specifically looking for them.
The guy that's dirt sober. I haven't smoked a cigarette in 2 years, let alone had a drink. It's like it just didn't have the same effect. But I remember going to my first fish show, and every time I was like a goldfish in a shiny thing. I was like, that guy just had acid. Do we need some acid?
Yeah, we do.
Yes, we do. Do we need more acid? Because you've already taken a lot of acid. Should we get some more acid?
God.
Yes, we should. Speaking of idiots around the world, there is a lady who has decided that she is going to sue the Kraft Nabisco company.
What this time? Didn't they just get sued a little while
ago? Yeah, they had their toaster strudels or whatever.
Yeah,
didn't have
yes.
enough cherries involved or something like that.
No, so, it was the strawberries.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It wasn't the health food that the lady who sued them.
It was a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, it was a fucking Pop-Tart. And the lady sued her because there wasn't enough strawberries in her strawberry Pop-Tart.
Yep.
Like, she was looking for, like, a sugar-coated gut bomb to, like, save her health. So now...
I love people that bring lawsuits against...
That's the great thing about this country, and it's the worst thing about this country. We need tort reform badly.
Yes.
But anyway, that's a whole different story. This lady, who I assume is the same lady who sued Kraft over the Pop-Tarts, is now suing... because her macaroni and cheese in a pre-container, like a pre-loaded container.
Yeah, those little cups. Yeah, those little cups.
Right? Which is like not only is mac and cheese delicious, but it's probably the worst food you can put in your body. But then it's twice as bad when you just put it in a microwavable cup and throw some water in.
Yeah, you want it to be good. It's a desperate...
It's a desperate attempt.
It's a desperate food choice, like when you're...
After a fish show.
Yes, exactly. You're hungover, and you're like, I'll make two of those.
Take two of those.
Put some water hot sauce on it.
Yeah, hope that it all turns out okay. But it's never quite as good as like the real stuff, right? Never.
No.
It's like a watery, nasty version of real mac and cheese.
But it'll do at the time.
But it'll do. But this lady is suing because it says please heat on in the microwave for 3.5 minutes to get your shit cooked.
Yes.
And she has found over the years that it actually takes closer to 4.5 minutes to make it the way that she likes it. And Kraft has irreparably harmed. I'm gonna sue. Hey Jim,
I mean, why don't you just cook it for the amount of time you know that works?
Because
why do you have to sue?
That ain't getting me out of the trailer park. I got a friend that done won $700,000 slipping at Walmart. This is my opportunity. Welcome to America. I will have spent it before I have made it.
Yes, that's true.
I will have upped my Beanie Baby collection by $300. The lawyers will take half and I'll be left with nothing. Hey, Jim, come on over yonder. Looky here. I tried to cook this for 3.5 minutes and it ain't done yet. I'm calling the attorneys. How fucking...
It's ridiculous.
Awful. Do you have to be? Awful. Just like a nasty, despicable human being do you have to be to go sue someone for $5 million because it took you an extra minute to get the worst kind of macaroni and cheese out of your microwave.
Right. Like,
you're not even saying, like, you know, something about the actual mac and cheese. You're talking about the prepackaged
time.
They sell these for 98 cents at Walmart.
Yeah.
You're suing for $5 million because multiple times you have bought this product and decided it takes you longer to cook than is worth your fucking time.
I mean, you're not even cooking it, is the thing.
You're
the
not microwave. Doing a goddamn thing. The microwave should be suing Kraft for all the extra work. You should be suing on behalf of your microwave.
I mean, how much does a microwave cost these days, too? Like
$7.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I mean, there's no such thing as a nice microwave. It's like they're all just the same. I mean, you can put those a kind of you like load up on top, you know, the really fancy kind, the Frigidaire or whatever it is. But most of us have, including myself, have the $39 fucking microwave from Target. That, by the way, will still be here 10 years from now and not age today. It'll still work.
I don't know if I've had microwaves for so long, and I don't know of anyone that's ever
bought a new microwave.
Crapped out.
Yeah, they just don't. They're just pumping you full of radiation 24 hours a day.
Actually
not what they do. So, what? Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Have you ever had a broken microwave?
I bought a new one when we moved to this house 7 years ago when we bought this house. I bought a new one because the other one, it wasn't that it crapped out. It was just kind of nasty because I had had that one since I was married to my ex-wife. I had that one for almost a decade and a half.
You need a new one.
I needed a new one.
They don't stop working.
No, they don't stop
working.
Unless
you did something to it.
Why can't they? If they can make a fucking microwave. Yeah.
Microwave. We'll do that.
I've seen a few spoons and forks in microwaves, and it makes a really nasty racket.
Yeah.
But, you know, why can't, if they can make a fucking microwave that lasts for 10 years, why can't they make a car that lasts for 10 years? They can. That's the answer. But they don't make money on $39 microwaves.
Yeah.
They make money on $39,000 cars. But how miserable of a human being do you have to be? I mean, honestly. To go suing a company for if this is not a, like just a frivolous lawsuit at its face and on the surface,
I mean,
and
just
below
the gas
surface.
To get to the attorney's offices. I'm assuming the first one they contacted didn't take the case.
I mean,
I don't know what attorney's taking this case, but
Morgan
okay.
and Morgan.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
One call, that's all. By the way, I go to different states. I travel. I go to different states. And that one call, that's all, is a different attorney in every state.
I've seen that.
Have you seen that? Mm-hmm. It's like a different attorney, but they have the same fucking yes. commercial. It's like
when I went out of town last time, I saw the same thing.
Yeah, they co-opted the one call, that's all.
Yeah, they're based in either Florida or New Jersey.
They're based in Florida, and what they are is they're actually not attorneys. They're just marketers on behalf yeah. of attorneys, and they send you to some law firm mm-hmm. that does frivolous lawsuit bullshit. This is part of the reason why America fucking sucks, is because you and your, what I can only imagine, lazy asshole couldn't spend an extra minute standing in front of the microwave. You had to literally sue somebody because you saw an opportunity, a bad opportunity.
That's really weird.
Why don't you just write a fucking note and say, can you change it and put a 4 in front of it instead of a 3 in front of it? And also, take into account that it's very possible that your fucking microwave sucks, that you don't have it on the right power
very
setting.
Very true.
Yeah, like how...
the power setting.
Is this scientifically been proven, or are you just a dum-dum? Because I'm going to guess you're a dum-dum.
Yes.
Because if you're stupid enough to pick up the phone and call Morgan & Morgan and ask them if they'll take your Kraft Nabisco lawsuit... that you're dumb enough to not know what power setting to put on it. I'm sorry. I don't know who you are. I'm sure you're a lovely person who cares about people and have people that care about you. But you're an asshole. Stop this shit. Stop it. You can't get rich off a crap. You think any jury is going to award you $5 million for the extra minute in front of the microwave? No, they are not. But, you know, then there's that lady who got hot coffee spilled on her and made $100 million. Well, yeah, she got fifth-degree burns across most of her chest and face.
So there's that.
There is that.
But the whole thing with the Kraft thing doesn't make sense.
It's a famous case. Lady goes to McDonald's, asks for a cup of coffee through the drive-thru. The person going through the drive-thru spills the coffee on her accidentally. Mm-hmm. The top wasn't secured enough. Spills the coffee on her, and the coffee is so hot that it causes fourth or fifth degree burns.
Very bad burns.
Very bad burns. And this lady was older. She was like in her 60s or 70s. And she actually had to go to the burn unit and all this other stuff. And the coffee was, because the coffee was so scalding hot. So I worked at McDonald's this verdict was read. Like, this is back in the early 90s. I worked there, you know, shortly thereafter, a couple of years after. And there was a big hubbub about making sure that the coffee cups were secure, that the temperature of the coffee was a certain amount. They actually turned down the thermometers on the coffee to not make it so hot. Mm-hmm. But then you'd have these older folks, especially older folks, that would come in and that coffee would be scalding hot. And they'd be like, can you put this in the microwave for 4 or 5 minutes? I like it super hot. And you'd be like, you want it that fucking hot?
You want people, a tongue burn?
Yeah, I know. People would
hurts.
Get it hot. Tongue burn hurts.
It does.
It's like a rug burn with your tongue. I've had a few. Never mind. I'm not going to get into it. Pubic hair.
Top of the roof.
Pubic hair causes tongue burns too. I'm just going to say that, Chrissy.
Okay.
But so does razor. You know, so does like stubble and
There's
stuff like that. There's
burns.
All kinds of burns that you can get on your tongue. But these people would come in and they'd ask for it extra, extra hot because they complaining that we turned down the temperature on the coffee, which was insane.
For your
to
own
me.
Safety.
It's for your own safety. We have to put guardrails on this. Like this. You go. Let me give you an example. Astronaut. Spent some time in Switzerland. We lived in Switzerland. For a short period of time, I lived with her while she went to school, got her master's degree.
You did banking.
I did banking. I was a banker. Banking. I can't even do my own banking. I don't even understand how my own bank works. I have such a hard time with all that. I'm like in the world of highfalutin finance, and I can't even do my own banking. It's so unbelievable.
I know.
It's so unbelievable. But you know what they say. Falling upwards like the rest of them. So we go to Switzerland, and we go and we visit Zurich. And when we go to Zurich, we understand it's the middle of the winter. It's freezing fucking cold, but they have a zoo. And we're like, let's go to the zoo. Let's go to the local Zurich zoo and see what it's all about. They have the most unbelievable zoo.
Really?
You walk through the zoo, Chrissy, and there is the tiger. There is no railing. There is no guards. There are no security officers hanging around. The tiger is there. Now,
are you sure you were at a zoo?
I don't know. But, you know, could have been a rave. I'm not sure. Yeah. Could have been a fish concert. I'm not sure.
Are you sure you just wander
into? I just didn't stumble into like a weird animal exhibit. Yeah. Welcome to Schwitz's animal exhibit.
Don't touch the tigers, but have sex with the sheep. Ah! Welcome to Switzerland. We're wild. Those Germans are wild. So we go to the zoo, and of course there's like a little moat or something that separates, like the tiger can't jump over and get you. But there are literally large cats, elephants, giraffes, and there are no extra guardrails around. You want to know why? Because the fucking Swiss people do not sue everybody and their mother over every little thing. They understand that you're a human being and your choices are your fucking choices. Don't be a dum-dum. And you know what? By and large, what we saw, no one was a dum-dum. Everyone respected the fact that that's there's nice. A tiger. You shouldn't go any closer, right? Yeah. That's it. Just enjoy it in its natural setting. If you don't fuck with it, it won't fuck with you. There we go. But here in the United States, we have people at the Atlanta Zoo who are literally hopping fences to hang out with elephants with their three-year-old child. It's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, a photo opportunity next to a thing that could step on you and kill everybody involved is not a smart idea. And you know what? People in Switzerland seem to understand that. But people in there in America don't, because you know what's going to happen. That guy, that father, remember that story we told 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Father, here at the zoo, there's a new exhibit. The exhibit has basically these electrified fence. And so there's like five little pieces of wire that goes about maybe like 15 feet high that separate you from the elephants. It gives you a really good view of the elephants without a cage or mesh or netting or anything like that. The elephants don't go near it because they'll get electrocuted. And people don't go near it because there's fucking elephants behind it. But this guy decides, yes. But there's like 3 feet in between each wire. So if someone really wanted to, they could simply walk over the railing, because of course there's a railing because it's America, walk over the railing and then slide themselves in between little space right there, that 3.5 foot space, and they could go hang out with the elephants. Well, some guy did that with his fucking three-year-old child. They went and they hung out near the elephants so that someone could take a picture of them. That elephant, had it hurt anybody, would have been sued. That elephant would have been sued. Yeah. Jingle jangles the elephant, $5 million because you broke my leg. That's the way that America works. Mm. Can't we all just fucking agree? I'm going to add to the treaty.
Yeah.
We need some tort reform.
I need to keep notes of everything we're adding. I can only remember sidewalk.
Yes,
but
the sidewalk, the breathing, the airplanes,
the feet.
Yeah, the feet. And now we're going to go for the zoo, the great zoo treaty of Great American Zoo Treaty of 2022. If you're going to be such a fucknut that you feel like you have to ruin it for everybody, don't sue everybody else involved because you made the mistake.
Yeah, it was your mistake.
If your dumb ass is going to have nothing but Kraft macaroni and cheese three meals a day, and you calculated how many minutes you've wasted on extra cooking, then you know what? Don't bother the rest of us with your bullshit. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, holy shit.
Where's the Tylenol?
Where's the Tylenol? Oh, Chrissy, I was thinking about Marlon the other day.
Hi, Marlon.
Hi, Marlon. And you know what I decided? I decided that I wanted to take a deeper look at the age gap relationships, more specifically older women who like younger men.
Because boy toys.
What we talk about most often in society in general is the age gap usually between the woman and the man. Seems to be more prevalent, right? In heterosexual relationships, that men are attracted to younger women and that women in some cases are attracted to older men. And it's understandable because men's brains don't stop growing until they're dead. Dead!
Well, right. And then they die earlier too. Bye, honey!
Yeah. Ah, see you later! Bye, see you later, Brian. You're 60 now. Isn't it time to die? I got a couple more TCB seasons left in me. Chrissy's inside playing dominoes. Pinochle.
Which we still don't know how to play. Yeah. But we will. We'll acquire it.
We're gonna go and what's the game that they like to play at the roulette? Shuffleboard. We got a shuffleboard. I don't care. See you later. Bye bye. Meep meep. Tell Matthias I said hello.
He doesn't care, but okay. He's too busy in Italy. Oh, you went to Italy? Yes, on a private plane, using your residual checks from the commercial break. Hey, honey, the next time I hear from you, I only want to hear, welcome back to this episode of the commercial break.
Welcome back home.
Yeah.
No, you've been traveling.
Welcome back home to Shady Acres. Live from Shady Acres, it's another episode of this, the commercial break.
The only one you'll ever need.
Yeah, the only one you'll ever need. Welcome back to episode 356,022. Oh, best to you.
Best to
you. Oh, I gotta pee again. I'll be right back. My prostate's enlarged. I stopped coming 21 times a month 2 years ago. I think we are getting a little giggle happy here toward the end of the season.
No.
I mean, we've done 150 episodes, guys. You got to give us a break.
We've just really, this year, right?
We started three episodes like just this year. Yeah, we started three episodes back in February, I think. We started to do three episodes a week. So we have done at least 40 weeks, at least 40 or 45 weeks. We're 120, 30 episodes in. Cheers. Here's to you.
Cheers.
Here's to you, the listener, who's actually put up with us for 120 fucking episodes. Next year, we're going to go to five episodes because Astrid needs a new car.
Yep. Babies need new shoes, too.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to have plenty of them running around here pretty soon. Hey everyone, it's time for the commercial break inside the commercial break. Did you know you can dial 1-855-TCB-8383? That's 1-855-TCB-8383 from anywhere in the world, toll free. Text us, call us, leave us a voicemail. It's not spam. We will respond and we want to hear from you. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. You want to ask TCB for our advice? It'll be horrible, but it certainly will be funny. Do it at 855-TCB-8383 or tcbpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button and shoot off an email directly to our happy bag. You too can hear all of the audio and watch all of the video from tcbpodcast.com and now youtube.com/the commercial break. Our full episodes are on YouTube a few days after they air on the podcast feed, and they're filled with visual delights you cannot get here on the audio version. Why? Because you can't see with your ears. A doctor told me that once. And please, if you have 2 minutes free, do us a favor and write us a review, subscribe to our podcast, or rate the show on your favorite podcast player. It helps us get found by new folks who might be as strange as you. Let's hear from our wonderful sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. All right, everybody, I gotta let you know about our wonderful sponsors, Lululemon. Last week, I stopped by the Lululemon store to get myself a pair of joggers. You think Lululemon is just for yoga pants? You are wrong, just like I was. Lululemon can accommodate almost any piece of your wardrobe, and they do it in style and in comfort. It's the most cozy, the most comfortable, the most flattering, active and casual wear you will ever purchase. And now, Lululemon is a sponsor of The Commercial Break, so go to Lululemon.com this holiday season. Their website has hundreds of different styles for men and for women. Jackets, slacks, hoodies, sweatshirts, socks, underwear, and yes, activewear. It's all available at Lululemon.com. Guys, don't be shy. I swear, these are the most comfortable pants I have ever worn. I'm saying it again. Never did I picture myself a Lululemon kind of guy, and now I'm sold for life. Chrissy got a jacket. She's in love with it. Astrid's ordered some apparel for after the baby comes, and now I am eyeing some slacks for Christmas. So go to Lululemon.com. Get comfortable. Get cozy. Get Lululemon this holiday season for anyone who needs a little comfort in their life. Lululemon.com. And we want to thank Lululemon for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
All right, so I was trolling on the internet.
Oh, as you like
As I do like to do. And I found a video where this lady... or this man is attracted to dating older ladies. And we're not talking like a little bit older. We're talking like a lot older. You want to take a look at this guy?
I would love to.
All right, here we go. Thinking of you, Marlon.
Is that John Popper?
Yeah, the John Popper. Paul Popper. Whenever they start with the harmonica, you know it's they're in for good fun.
I love it. They're in Pittsburgh.
I like blowjobs without teeth.
I don't think of harmonicas because going with Pittsburgh, but okay.
Well, you never know. Pittsburgh's known for the blues.
Yep.
Pittsburgh is a beautiful city, by the way.
It is.
I really like it. But it's known as like a, you know, a kind of a dark steel town, right? It's not, but it's kind of what they're known for.
My name's Kyle. I'm 31. I live in Pittsburgh and I'm addicted to dating older women.
Here's Kyle.
Addicted.
Really good looking guy. Yeah. He says he's addicted. It's like addiction is like something that affects your life in a negative way. I'm interested to find out what that means.
Much older women, like 60, 70, 80-year-old older women. I love every...
He's 38 and he's with 60, 70, 80-year-old women. I mean, to each their own. The whole wants what the heart wants. The dick. The dick wants what the dick wants.
Thing about older women. I love the smell. I love the feel. I love the mentality. I love dentures. Women, you know, they can be self-conscious about dentures.
He loves dentures.
Why do I?
He said, I love dentures. Oh. I love the touch. I love the feel. I love the smell. I wonder what he means specifically like that.
Mindset.
But
too.
You know what there
the
are?
Mindset.
Yeah, the
is,
mindset.
Is right spot on. For
but
sure.
You know, this started with my grandmother, but I have a real respect. I mean, I have respect for all humans in general, except for the lady who's suing Kraft. I have respect for older women, especially because I think they're really like women like in their golden years, mm-hmm. 60, 70 and 80s, because they're super sharp. They've seen a lot of shit.
Yeah.
They take no shit. And some of them, like some men out there, like some older men out there, too, they take a lot of pride in how they look. They're like just like like a classy older woman. It's not someone I would want to date, but I have like, I don't know. There's something, my grandma used to be like that. She would always smell good and look good
yeah.
and primped and preened and she was super sharp and she took no
it's
bullshit.
Like Papa Joe, too.
Papa Joe, yeah.
Yeah, he's like that as well.
I would
he
date
said,
him.
He said, if I wasn't his granddaughter, I would too.
Amen.
He says, you got to smell good and you got to look good.
You got to smell good. To feel good.
Mm-hmm.
That's my new motto. I'm waking up this morning. I'm going to add that to the commercial break. Welcome to the commercial break. Smell good to feel good.
Ladies, I promise you, telling your man that you have dentures will not turn him off. It'll put a smile on his face. It'll put a smile on his pants.
Okay, let's
the
slow down. Just
may
one
be
second.
Weird, but
that's really kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't want a gummy for anybody.
No.
It says, Kyle hasn't dated anyone younger than 60 years old in the past 5 years. His oldest girlfriend was 91 years old. Why do I feel like Kyle might have ulterior motives?
I think
so. Let's listen.
I'm on a dating website right now, and there's a lady on here named Karen. She absolutely has a look that I'm attracted to. She has the platinum.
Okay, hold on. Stop. Okay, he's on a website. He's on like a sugar mama website. But this picture, this guy's a handsome guy. He's you know, relatively handsome dude, good looking dude. But look at his hands.
I was going to say, his
those nails.
Nails
are out of control. Yeah. I never trust a guy with long manicured nails. It just doesn't, something about it doesn't look good. Mm. Are you with me on this? Like guys with really long nails?
No, I don't like long nails.
Yeah.
She has a great smile. She looks very.
I mean, unless you play flamenco guitar.
Yeah.
But I'm just guessing that our boy here is not a flamenco guitar player. Right. I'm guessing.
Very adventurous. So I'm going to send her an email.
There's a lot of terms for sexy older women. There's MILF, saber-toothed tiger. I've also heard cougar. My favorite term, I'll probably say it would be silver fox, because the silver fox relates back to the platinum hair, and that's what really turns me on.
What really turns you on is the platinum Amex, I'm going to guess.
Right. Yeah, there's something else going on.
Yeah, because it's not like one woman that you dated that you had a really solid relationship with that was an older. You're saying women, and they're showing pictures of multiple women. Yeah, you're preying on older women.
The silver foxes.
So I just sent an email to Karen, and hopefully she responds. Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Hopefully she respons. I need to go out for a nice dinner, and I really do need my rent paid. It's very cold in here because my gas isn't on right now.
First time I realized I was attracted to old women, I was in sixth grade.
Six?
There was a really, really sexy teacher, and she was probably about 65. She had the platinum hair, she was top heavy, and she was just gorgeous.
Kyle dated his first older woman when he was 18 years old. She was 50. Jeez.
Sex with older women. The truth is, they like it. A 68-year-old woman enjoys passionate, vigorous sex just as much as a 23-year-old college cheerleader.
Well, sure, why not? Yeah, 23-year-old cheerleader.
College cheerleader.
College cheerleader. It says, after learning about his addiction, Kyle's buddy Rich set him up on another date.
That's a good wingman.
With an age-appropriate woman. Okay, let's see how this goes.
Women my age, it's not that I can't recognize that they're attractive. I mean, because they are, of course.
It's that they don't usually have the credit score of the women in their 60s. Right.
I mean, I guess the way I look at it is... They're not ripe yet.
Hi, hey, Mr. Kyle.
I'm Kyle, how are you today?
I'm Candace.
In walks Candace, a very attractive younger lady.
Yes.
My first impression of Candace, she was cute as could be. When I looked at her, I thought to myself, I bet her grandma is gorgeous.
So, if you don't want me asking.
Oh my God, I don't know. Something doesn't seem so altruistic about Kyle's motives here.
What is a normal date for you like?
Normally, she's between 60 and 80.
16.
Normally, it's at the funeral home, and I've just signed the will on her behalf.
And gotten her estate jewelry.
Yeah, I'm usually at the estate agent's.
You can go out and have drinks. What's the look on your face? What is that?
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
It's like my grandma's age.
What's your name?
Like my
great
aunt's age.
What's your name? What's your grandma's name?
Candace is someone that, like,
that's a great way to get laid. A 23-year-old college cheerleader. What's your grandma's name? Has your grandma been through menopause yet? Sexy as shit, man. Sexy as shit.
It's hot.
Definitely hang out with her. Just having fun. But she's not old enough for me.
Why do you like women that are older?
It's a visual. I mean, yeah. I like the hands. I like white hair. I call it platinum hair.
Actually. I like the what?
I like necklines.
He likes the hands and he likes the white hair. The hands.
I thought you said the hands.
The wrinkly old hands.
He's talking about her thighs.
Yeah, her hams. Her yams. That's what my grandma used to say. It's like my mom. You got good looking yams, Brian. Thanks, Mom. Your legs are like a woman's legs. They're so cute. Thanks, Mom. You mean besides the 7 inches of hair on them?
Like the gobble gobble.
No.
Why do you think Rich set us up? I mean, I'm clearly too young for you.
I think he was trying to call.
I think he was doing it for the show, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Look at this camera
Rich
that's right
up.
In my face.
Yeah. Look at this camera following me around.
And he was trying to say, you know, go, Kyle talks, you know, this is what he does, but I'll send him out with someone that's really attractive and see what happens. In 30 years, I'll take you a lot more seriously.
See you in 30 years. Give me your phone. I got a whole bucket of phone numbers for 30 years from now. In 30 years, you're going to be 70, dude. 30 years, you're going to be 70. So then you'll be dating age appropriately.
Yeah, he'll just be catching up.
That's right.
I never actually met someone like Kyle before. He was actually super honest up front, and I liked that. And I like that he does what he does, and he doesn't care what anybody thinks about it, and the women love him.
But hey, tell your
girls are always attracted to idiots. I mean, she walked away falling in love with this guy. Maybe this is just a ploy to get women age appropriate. He just pretends to like older women for all the right reasons.
I'm lost at heart.
Call you in 30 years.
Yeah.
I met this lady online named Karen. I saw her pictures. I thought she was absolutely gorgeous. And I am so looking forward to meeting her tonight.
Karen.
Karen, nice to meet you. So nice to meet you. Nice yams, Karen. Love that golden hair. Can I ask a personal question? Do you have osteoporosis? Oh, I'm into that. I'm into osteoporosis. Take your dentures out, will you? Just let me see what you're working with.
So good to finally meet you.
It's a little bit nerve-wracking because, well, he is so much younger than I am. I've got butterflies in my tummy. That hasn't happened in so long. Such a...
Chrissy?
The teeth.
The teeth.
Yeah. I saw it.
So now he meets Karen, the older lady that he's been corresponding with online. And...
By the way, that online site looked very rudimentary.
Yeah, by the way, that on this was filmed in 1997. That online site looks like our first website. That's now our current website. Yes. But don't worry, we're paying tens of thousands of dollars for a brand new website that'll function just like the current website does. This lady, for all, I'm sure he finds her very attractive, according to him, but she has some teeth that have needed some work for decades. Decades. Some of them are black.
Like her dress, though.
Yeah, her jacket dress is pretty.
Jen, thank you very much.
So Karen showed up for dinner tonight. She looks sexy as hell. The long platinum hair. I mean, I thought, wow, when I saw her. It's so great.
I bet he was really into gray hair when that was a big thing, you know, like might still be, but remember like a couple of years ago, people were getting the gray.
Oh, yeah.
Young people
were getting gray. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not going gray, but getting color.
You know what I've noticed is like a lot of the famous men are now like going gray.
Yeah.
Who's that guy?
Yeah,
Keeler. Mix. Who's Keeler? The guy, the comedian.
Oh right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I just saw a picture of him, and he let his beard grow out and his hair grow out. He looks like a completely different human being, and it's all gray. Like it's just gray.
Yeah.
And wasn't like one of the famous actors came out or there was a recent picture and all of his hair was gray. And Astrid was like, that's crazy that he's got gray hair because he had blonde hair like 2 years ago.
Well, that was colored.
Yeah, of course it was. Right. But I think, you know, gray can be sexy.
Absolutely. Gray is sexy.
I don't know if this particular situation is what it's all about, but hey, you never know.
Oh. Great online, but you look incredible in person. You really do.
Oh, that's so sweet of you to say that.
I clicked on you. Why did you respond? Like, how do we end up here?
I look at, like, all of these celebrity women that are going out with younger men, and I thought, well, you know, maybe I should try it. You seem to be...
Is it
one
just
tooth.
Me? Yeah, there's one tooth
one
that's
tooth.
Sticking out, and then there's a lot of black around the other teeth. And then have you noticed that one of her eyeballs is sticking way out, and the other one is, like, in her head? She looks like one of those clowns that pops out of a thing.
Intelligent. Mm. Although I'm not going to say that I necessarily decided to come out with you because of your mind.
Likewise.
It's your penis I'm after.
Likewise.
Likewise.
I'm here for your money.
I'm here for your tits.
It's fun to be able to feel like this again, you know, just... I'm excited and quivering.
He's feeding her a cheese stick. Oh my God, that's fucking disgusting. This is highly disgusting.
Cheese.
Yes. Between the teeth and the cheese stick and the thought of those two having sex, it's gone hot. It's gone haywire.
Where did you find
thinking
this?
Who?
Chrissy, the amount of time that I spend online, the amount of time that I waste on this fucking show, all in the. I watched a masturbation coach. I watched a masturbation coach for the commercial break. And then I followed through on his techniques to show you all what's going on out there in the world. I feel like I'm a prisoner of war.
I wonder what's going to happen next. So you've done a lot of traveling.
I've been around.
Would you go?
I've been around. I went to North Pittsburgh. I've been to South Pittsburgh.
with like someone like me, because I'm old enough to be your mother, definitely. Maybe yeah, old enough to be your grandmother, depending.
Well, you're pretty enough to take home, though.
Oh, well, thank you.
After dinner, Karen agrees to go back to Kyle's place.
Let's dance.
You want to dance?
Yes, you're right. Oh. Come this way.
Thank you.
Wow, he's not even like... He's not even being like tactful about it. He wants to bag her.
He does.
Yeah.
Look at his bar cart.
I know. He's got a little bar cart there.
Getting it. Yeah, with the red Solo cups.
It's got sherry, brandy. It's yeah. like all the old people drink. Sherry, brandy.
Cordial.
Cordials.
But then with the red Solo cups. Karen,
yeah, there's no Jägermeister on that cart right there.
It was incredible. She was 100% my type.
I had a wonderful time with Kyle, and I've had such an amazing time. I just don't want it to end.
I wrote him a check for his rent.
That's good. Good for them. Ooh.
Oh, they went into the bedroom. So it says Kyle lived in Florida for 2 years. We're reading what's
it's coming up on the screen.
Yeah, it's coming up on the screen. While he went on a lot of dates, he always came home to one woman. His mom.
Yeah. His grandmom.
Yeah.
My name is Jackie. I came to visit Kyle from Florida. I'm kind of hoping that he'll come back with me.
Babe. Oh, this is his ex-girlfriend.
Former girlfriend.
Oh.
You made it.
She's coming to win him back.
She's coming to win him back. She's like, well, I ain't getting any
Gotta
younger.
Gotta go to Florida.
Yeah. There's lots of Kyles in Florida. There's lots of Kyles in Florida, but they all have less teeth.
Good, good, good. You made it.
Oh, here, can you take this?
Yes, of course, babe. Of course.
Kyle and I, you know, we date on and off, but I'm really not his type because I'm too young for him. I'm just a baby. I'm only 61.
Jeez. Jackie has 3 children. They are all older than Kyle.
They're thrilled
about. Oh, yeah, but they love this.
They love Kyle.
Yeah, if my mom brought home a guy that was 31 years old, I'd be like, nope, 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 nope. I'd be like, my mom doesn't have any money.
Right. just to so let you know.
My mom has no money.
Otherwise, have fun, kids.
Yeah. I pay for that. I pay for that retirement home.
We had so much fun.
Now, if you want someone that has money, talk to Astrid because she holds all the rights to the TCB Masters.
We really did.
Yeah, we did have a good time. I've missed you. I've missed you a lot.
Likewise.
I mean, nobody to go to the movies with.
I know, bro.
Kyle and I are...
Bro? I know, bro. What the...
Is he on drugs? We're best friends.
What's that?
Is he on drugs?
I think so. Yeah, I think he's on drugs.
I think he's on something.
Yeah. I smell an affectation there. Something's going on there.
Yeah.
We just seemed to get along so well. Even when I was dating whoever and you were dating whoever, we seemed to always come home to each other. I miss that.
Well, I miss it too. I miss you.
We seem to always come on to each other.
I think you should think
of it. We seem to come on you. I found this video online called The Masturbation Coach. You want to help me?
We're coming back. Come live with me again.
I'm in a crossroads. I have to make a decision. I'm either going to stay in Pittsburgh or I'm going back to Florida. Be the Jackie.
What about all the other women that you were chasing?
Well, Florida to Pittsburgh's a pretty big jump.
Yeah, why would you move from Florida to Pittsburgh? Or vice versa. I mean, honestly. First of all, second of all, the outside of his house looks like a shack.
Like a
and
trailer.
And then the inside of his house, yeah, like a trailer on the side of the road.
It did.
And then the inside of his house is like all dark hardwoods and,
a fireplace.
Yeah, and a bar cart. This guy lives better than I do. You don't want to know why? Because all these old women are paying for it.
Women.
Karen was 100% my type.
I would definitely date her.
You know, we've dated for a while. I mean, I do have feelings for her. She's a lot of fun. Should that not work out, Florida is a hotbed of sexy-ass grandmas.
Well, I guess that's true.
Oh, I guess that is true. Yeah, if you're going to go, if there's a capital...
Right, why did he move away?
Yeah, you go to Naples, Italy, or you go to Naples, Florida.
Yep.
One of the two. Yep. Kyle is currently living in the Sunshine State. What? He's dating several older women, including Jackie. He was in Pittsburgh 2 seconds ago. I guess now we're moving forward in the video. It's great editing on behalf of whoever made this.
This is no TLC.
Yeah, I'll probably find out exactly who that is. All right, there's a part two to this. And this is no TLC production.
I gotta only the best.
I got to catch you up on all the TLC shows, by the way. They're just great. All of them. They're great.
Oh, I don't know about that.
That guy who has multiple wives, that sister wives guy that I fucking hate. He's such an asshole.
They're still doing that?
They're still...
milking that?
Well, he's dropping wives every season. He started with six and now he's got two. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's just unbelievable. I also want to update you on a few of our listeners, one of which is in a poly relationship for a long time. I think I talked about this. And it's working out for her. And I'm super excited to share some of her story. So we'll get that. Maybe we'll do that next week.
You should.
All right. Well, listen, that's all we can do for today. I really appreciate you coming on board and listening to us.
And taking notes.
We're on episode number 3060 this year. We desperately need a break, and we're going to take one in between season 3 and season 4. But brand new episodes the entire time, mixed in with some best ofs. And we'd like you to be a part of that best of show. So, 855-TCB-8383, 1-855-TCB-8383, toll free from anywhere in the world. You can text us, you can call, and leave a voice message. And if you leave a voice message with your favorite clip or segment from season number 3, we might put your voice right on the podcast. That's what we'd like to do. So, or text in and I'll mention you when I actually do the drops inside of those shows. But I want you to be a part of the makeup of this show because I put together best of shows and no one fucking listens. When you send in the stuff, you guys listen. So that's how it goes. I have bad judgment. You have good judgment. I just sit here behind the microphone and maybe it's time that I give up control to you. 855-TCB-8383 or TCBpodcast.com. Leave us a... email through the site, go to the contact us button, send it on over. And what we'd really love you to do is go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or in the search function on YouTube, do that little at symbol TCB podcast, and up will come our channel with all of our videos. If you could subscribe to that channel and like on your favorite videos, and also watch the full episodes about a week after they air, it's a whole new TCB experience when you watch them. Morgan does a great job. We'd like to thank Christina, our audio editor, our executive audio producer. She's doing a great job. Also, she's allowing me to see my children at night, so that's a wonderful thing.
That is a good thing.
All right. Okay. So I guess that's all we can do today, Chrissy.
I think so,
Brian. Get to part two in a future episode. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say we do say and we must say. Bye.